Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and the phone lines are open right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377. This is day one of Revelation Month, and this is your invitation to call or keep listening to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. If you have a Bible question, particularly as it pertains to the book of Revelation and or study, or if you have a personal issue that you'd like to talk about, well, call right now. 1-800-677-9377. Call or listen. The Word of God will help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's basic gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Well, Bob, it's the day we've been waiting for, day one of Revelation Month here at Basic Gospel.
Yes, it is. We embark today on this journey through this fascinating book that some have described as a theology in pictures. It's a book that appeals to the imagination. It's a book that is just intriguing from start to finish. For many, it's a book that scares them to death. For others, it's a just this intriguing, curious book that, just invites you in to try to figure out all the mysteries.
Yeah.
And,
for
some, it's just confusing. You know, I read and I have no earthly idea what these images mean. And so I just kind of walk away and say, I'll figure it out at a later day. Mm-hmm. So there's lots to, this book of Revelation. We hope to unravel some of the mystery. Provide some guiding principles that will help you understand what this book really means. Today we're going to offer up four guiding principles that I think that will help you understand this mysterious book. And we're going to lay some groundwork as we move forward. Tomorrow we'll actually dive into chapter one, and then every broadcast day following, we will take up the next chapter. So there are 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. We're going to use all of the broadcast days in the month of October to get us through from start to finish.
Right,
so it's
right.
Going to be an exciting time.
Yes, indeed. And Bob, let's let our listeners know, those of you who have not gone to our website and signed up for our email list, we want you to do that. You can find the subscribe link in the upper menu at basicgospel.net. And what that will do, it will get a daily synopsis, a preview of each day's study. So we want you to be a part of that and to take part in the study and call with your questions, 1-800-677-9377. But by all means, get that emailed on a daily basis from basicgospel.net. Subscribe in the upper menu.
Yes, indeed. And that email will come to you around 9 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. If you're on the West Coast, it will get there even earlier,
yeah.
6 o'clock your time.
Yeah.
But we want you to read through that and then have this document with you as you listen to the broadcast. I think it will be extremely beneficial to you. And this book is a wonderful, wonderful book. You know, Bob, the New Testament writers were tapped by God to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And they did so. And when you go into the New Testament, really the entire Bible, you realize it's a good news story from start to finish. I love how Luke recorded the birth and the angelic announcement to the shepherds. He said this, or the angel said this, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." So that was the angelic announcement. It was an announcement of good news, and that good news was contained in the person of Jesus Christ. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. That is the good news. And this New Testament is the complete story of that good news, Revelation being the culmination. So as you read the book of Revelation, you will see that it's a message of hope and of victory. And concerning this book, John wrote, "Blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." This is good news for you. It's an encouragement to you. It's an infusion of hope for you in your current situation. So here are the four guiding principles that will help you understand this book. First and foremost, Revelation is about Jesus. It is God's final revelation about his Son. Now, the Greek word for revelation is apokalypsis. We get our word apocalypse from this particular Greek word. And in Greek, it simply means an uncovering or an unveiling. So we have an opportunity in the book of Revelation to see Jesus Christ in his majesty and splendor. God actually raises the curtain, gives us a peek into heaven so that we can see Jesus as he, after he ascended in the into the heavens and took his rightful place at the right hand of God the Father. Our last image of Jesus Christ, for many people, was that image of him on the cross,
right,
all bloodied and beaten and just hanging there, unrecognizable. Yeah. But yet he was raised to life. And those who saw him after he was raised to life didn't recognize him at first. Only after he spoke to them did they hear and know that this indeed was Jesus, their Lord.
Right.
Well, that Jesus ascended, and he took his rightful place at the right hand of God the Father, and he was given all glory, the glory that he put aside to come and be one of us. He took that back up, and God raises the curtain on that scene in heaven and shows us exactly who Jesus is, reveals him to us in ways that we had never seen before. So this book is about Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That is the single most important truth that I can give you today on the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
If you will grab hold of that and cling to it and read with that in mind, I think the revelation will become clear to you. You will gain a new vision for Jesus Christ. You will have a greater sense of awe and wonder and respect for Jesus, and a more willingness to trust him
yeah.
in your present circumstance. Mm-hmm. So remember this, Revelation is about Jesus.
Right.
The second thing about Revelation is this: it is properly understood when read through the lens of the gospel. What is that gospel? It is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul spelled it out very clearly and succinctly in 1 Corinthians 15. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. This is the gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. And it is this gospel that is at front and center in the book of Revelation. You will see it mentioned time and time again. Jesus' death, what his death accomplished, Jesus' resurrection. Many chapters you will actually see or hear or read Jesus saying that I was the one who was dead but who is now alive. So we will see this gospel message really in vivid detail in the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
And when we look at it through that lens, again, I think the meaning of these words will become clear to us.
Yeah.
So the third guiding principle, before we do that, let's update our listeners. This is day one of our journey through the book of Revelation. We will issue out via email a daily synopsis of the chapter that we will be working through on that particular day. We encourage our listeners to go to our website, basicgospel.net, sign up for our email list, subscribe,
right.
And once you do, you will get these automatically delivered to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, if you have a question that you want to pose on today's edition of Basic Gospel Live, the lines are open to you right now at 1-800-677-9377.
The other thing that we want to make our listeners aware of, we have I think just one of the most fabulous offers that we have ever made to our listeners. It is a booklet called Our Guaranteed Future. It was written by Richard Pfeiffer. Richard has a fascinating story, and once he's back in the studio with us, we'll have him share that.
Sure.
But he was raised in a church where revelation was very, very important. And he got so confused by the messages they were sending based on what they believed the book of Revelation was saying. It just scared him. It put him in a point of fear. And it got so bad that he had to put this book on the shelf for a while. And he started understanding the grace of God. He started seeing what this new covenant is that we live in today. And after a while, it was as if the Lord was saying, I want you to open up the book of Revelation again. I'm going to show you some things that you never saw before. And it so captured his attention and struck a chord deep within his heart that he wanted others to know what he had learned through his study. And so we've prepared a booklet called Your Guaranteed Future. And there is a tape series, a CD series, 8 messages that Richard goes through the book of Revelation, gives an overview of what this message is and what it means to us here and now.
Yeah, and to say thank you for supporting the ministry, we're going to send you the booklet, Your Guaranteed Future by Richard Pfeiffer, for a gift of any amount. But for your generous gift of $50 or more, you'll receive our booklet plus the our Guaranteed Future plus the 8-message CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery. Now, that's a tremendous offer, I think. And for the booklet and the gift of any amount, for a booklet and the CD series, for a donation of $50 or more, as Bob said, that's one of the finest offers that we've made on this broadcast. We want you to take advantage of it, friends, and you can do so by going to basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net, and you'll find the appropriate linkage on the front page there. Or you can call and speak with Billy at 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, 1-800-727-2828. Tremendous offer.
Yes, indeed. So we've gotten through the first two guiding principles as far as the book of Revelation is concerned. Let's come to number 3. Revelation rests on the promises of the new covenant. This is a new covenant book. It's the culmination of the promises that we've received in Christ Jesus. Last week, we spent quite a bit of time looking at this new covenant. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 through 12, really succinctly tells us the story of this new covenant and lists out the 4 promises, the 4 provisions that are contained within this legal document, so to speak. This is God's will for us. First, it says that God will put his laws on our minds and write them on our hearts. Well, that's the power to live out the Christian life. It's an internal resources and source that we need to live out this divine nature that God has put in us in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So he's put his laws in our minds and written them on our hearts. Then he says, I will be their God and they will be my people. That's a promise of assurance. Mm-hmm. God has given us the assurance that we truly belong to him. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, you have been written in the will of God. You're a beneficiary of all of these promises. And the second of those promises is assurance. His assurance to you that you truly belong, that you are a child of God, that you are part of the people of God. Boy, that's a promise we all need, isn't it? And it's one that we waver on just time and time again. When we doubt our salvation, when we doubt our faith, when we doubt things in life, it's assurance that we struggle with.
Right.
And here in this new covenant, we have this strong assurance from God himself that we belong. The third promise is one of relationship. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. This is, to me, one of the most moving promises and provisions of the new covenant. We have the opportunity to know God personally.
Yeah.
Not just to know about him, not just to know the facts of God as revealed to us in Scripture, but to actually know him in relationship, to have a heart experience of this relationship with God. In the Old Covenant, information about God was passed on from one generation to next. That's why it was so important for parents to sit down with their kids and to read the Bible, because they were passing on the information that had been given to them to the next generation. We should do the same thing, but we have an advantage. We get to know him. We don't get just to pass on information. We get to pass on relationship.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the promises of this new covenant. The fourth is forgiveness. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. In this new covenant, Christ's sacrifice is sufficient. There's no more sacrifice for sins. We are forgiven people. That is amazing, just incredible stuff. Well, those are the four promises of the new covenant, and the entire book of Revelation sits on those four promises. And as you read through the pages and come to some of those confusing passages and scary passages and fearful passages, if you will remember these four promises, then those passages won't be so scary, sure. Won't be so frightening. You'll read them with new confidence and assurance.
Yeah.
And then the fourth guiding principle that will help carry you through the pages is this. Revelation promises a blessing to those who hear and take to heart what is written in it. That's what we read earlier, but right at the get-go, Revelation 1:3, John says this, "Blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." This letter was written to be a blessing to the hearers and to the readers of this particular letter.
Yeah, not a terror, but a blessing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as you read through the pages, read expecting that blessing, and you will get it. That's a promise. That is a guaranteed promise from the Lord himself. So let's repeat these four principles. One, Revelation is about Jesus. Two, Revelation is properly understood when read through the lens of the gospel. Three, Revelation rests on the promises of the new covenant. Four, Revelation promises a blessing to those who hear and take to heart what is written in it.
Absolutely. Great study.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to the rest of this month.
Oh,
well.
My gosh. Yeah. This has been so exciting for me to jump in and really prepare for this and be able to present it in a way that I hope is going to be beneficial to our listeners. As I said, this is a book of hope and victory. We want that hope and victory to be yours every day of your life.
Absolutely.
That's what this book is meant for.
Yeah. Well, a little time on the clock. If you want to be a part of this edition, we encourage your call at 1-800-677-9377. And we'll give information on the resources that are available around this study of the Revelation as we close the broadcast here in just a few minutes. But right now, open lines, 1-800-677-9377. Bob had a question here, totally unrelated to the Revelation, but this is from James, who writes to us from El Paso. He says, "How can we answer someone who says that the Bible is sexist? Women are treated as commodities. Men, including David, could have many wives, but women would be stoned. What's up with that?"
Well, the Bible is written in such a way that it just tells the story of God, tells the story of man. And nothing is hidden. I mean, it just lays out what we're like, and it lays out what God is like. And so in the Old Testament, we see those saints, warts and all.
Yes.
We see their good side. We see their bad side. We see their weaknesses. We see their sins. Mm-hmm. We see all of that. And one of the things that you see as far as man, apart from God, is this mistreatment of women. It's been, from day one, part of our history as human beings. But that's not the way God intended it. In Christ, there is neither male nor female. We all stand as equals at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
And wherever this message has taken root, wherever the gospel message has entered into a culture, we see that change take place. women begin to be treated differently.
Yes, absolutely.
They begin to be treated as God intended them to be treated.
Yeah.
That's why this gospel message is so vitally important. When the message of Christ takes hold in a man's heart, they have a completely different perspective toward women,
yeah.
and they elevate them and treat them accordingly.
Yeah. James, thank you for your question, a very, very insightful question. We hope that's been a help to you.
Let's go to Carl in Hyattville, Maryland, listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Carl.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Just one quick question. The message in Revelation through the Scriptures about the return of Christ, isn't that supposed to be the main, one of the messages about the kingdom of God, is that Jesus Christ is the one who is to return to establish God's kingdom upon the earth, where the earth will be renewed, refreshed, and the Israel of God, which are those who accept Christ collectively, whether ethnic Jews or Christians from other nations, that all accepting Christ will be one and they will reign with him upon the earth. And contrary to the belief that it's that about dying and going up instead of the kingdom coming down, I believe.
Well, yeah, Revelation ends with this vision of the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven and taking its place on earth, and that becomes the dwelling place of the body of Christ and the dwelling place of God himself among his people. So we talk about heaven, we talk about going up to be with God, but the reality is that Jesus Christ is coming to be among us. And that is the final vision that is given in the book of Revelation. And all of the New Testament is really, really pointing to that. The culmination of this good news in Jesus Christ is this book of Revelation. We get to see him in his glory. We get to see him in his majesty. We get to see him in his splendor. We get to recognize that all of creation will fall at his feet and worship him. And then we realize that we're going to have the distinct privilege to be in his presence forever in that New Jerusalem. So, Carl, great point you're making there.
So the rapture that will be the church will be taken away doesn't hold water in that conviction.
Well, Carl, we're going to be, you know, there's going to be people who die before this return, and they're going to be taken away. They're going to go be with Christ, and then they're going to return with him. But I think the emphasis in the New Testament is on that second return of Christ. Well, Carl, thanks for your call today. We are out of time. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get some information to you. Okay?
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, thanks for joining us for this day one of Revelation Day here at Basic Gospel, and we look forward to continuing this entire month with more and more of this particular study. I want to say thank you for joining us today for Basic Gospel, a reminder that Basic Gospel is dependent upon your support to be able to continue to share this good news with people across North America and around the world. Because of what Jesus has done, people the world over have gone free, and you can help keep the good news coming. To say thank you for supporting this ministry and in conjunction with Revelation Month here at Basic Gospel, you'll receive our new booklet, Our Guaranteed Future by Richard Piper, a free gift of any amount. And for your generous donation of $50 or more, you'll receive our booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, and the 8-message CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery. Now, that's a tremendous offer, as I said before. The booklet for the gift of any amount, or the booklet and the CD series for a donation of $50 or more. To make the donation of your choice and help keep the good news coming on Basic Gospel, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours or at our website, basicgospel.net. While you're online at basicgospel.net, be sure to click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list to receive the day-by-day synopsis previewing each day's focus on the Revelation. So click subscribe at basicgospel.net and you'll be instantly added and ready for the next exciting study again tomorrow. So until then, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, who is absent today, but the ministry staff as well, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel as we continue in our study of the Revelation. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel.